So let's move on. I don't have a topic again. I have a rant. There was in here in New York City at a fantastic restaurant called Dallas BBQ in Chelsea. Why are you laughing?
A good review.
Why are you laughing? I love Dallas BBQ.
Is it a restaurant though? Oh, I guess it does qualify. I want to call it like a.
I mean, it's a restaurant that has the food options, hopefully, on the placemat.
Okay.
So, as far as I'm concerned, high class dining.
Anyway,
in 2015, there was a scuffle at the Dallas BBQ in Chelsea where a 42-year-old Baina Likim El Amin attacked this gay couple, Jonathan Snipes and Ethan York Adams. And what happened was
– retaliated against.
Well, hold on. When the news broke, the way that it was broken was that this hulking black man slung gay slurs at this couple and then proceeded to grab a chair and hit one up over the head. So
pretty dramatic.
One of the white boys had injuries and went to the press, and that's how it got played. All of the New York politicians got involved because this happened in Chelsea, 23rd and 8th, like the former heart of gay life in New York. So everyone jumped on board, decrying El Amin and like, oh, we're going to get justice for this, blah, 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 blah. Couple of things came out. One, El Amin himself identifies as gay. Two, there was footage from inside the BBQ. Initial footage seemed to corroborate Snipes and York Adams' account in that he just attacked them. However, eyewitness accounts and a second camera shows that what happened was they were being loud and messy, and they may or may not have spilled a drink on El Amin, who then, as they walked away, El Amin said something under his breath. They did not walk away from this confrontation. Although one boyfriend was trying to hold the other one back, one of them stormed over to El Amin to curse him out and then hit him. El Amin then put that motherfucker on the ground and beat the shit out of him. The end of the story is that El Amin was just recently sentenced to 9 years in jail for this attack, the judge saying that this is not about race. It's just about the defendant took it too far. I have feelings about this whole thing, but I want to hear from you guys before I completely go on a rant. How'd this story strike you?
Why weren't they all charged?
I agree with that question.
That was the first thing that struck me about it. Mm-hmm. It's that the first punch was actually thrown by the couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So they instigated it and he put an end to it. Why mm-hmm. I never understood why his reaction was somehow more dangerous than the actual attack from two strangers. Obviously it was his physicality. He's very tall and it's probably, and I think it does have to do with his race. It's this strapping black guy. You know, people are like, whoa, that's an unequal fight. And in some ways the judge actually confirms it. You took it too far. Well, who started it? And why aren't all of us going to jail? The two guys didn't even show up in the court. I mean, this is how significant this issue was for them. They chose not to show up, even though they started a fight. They started a fight. The person responded and, quote unquote, one took it too far. And now one person is going to jail, but the other two not. That's how it struck me.
No, I totally agree. So looking at the video, it's insane to me that Snipes, I guess the guy who threw the first punch, that he was not charged. I mean, he assaulted El Amin. Like, it's clear as day. The fact that he was not arrested, not charged, is totally unacceptable. In terms of El Amin, like, you know, I read that he had like 29 former convictions, including felonies. Like, I don't know the details.
None of that matters. Why would you bring that up?
I it does matter.
It matter later, right?
It could matter.
Why does that matter in this situation?
Well, look, if you've I don't know the nature of his previous offenses, so I don't know whether it matters. I haven't seen details about them. But if he is a repeat violent offender, so there, you know, the thing about the fight definitely started by Snipes. Snipes should be in jail. Like, I think that's very clear. It is true that once they stopped fighting, they had turned away. He picked up a chair and threw it at them. Like, that's an assault that I think deserves being addressed. Like, I think he deserved to be charged too, and I think Trisha was saying the same thing. Like, I think all three of them should have been charged. Now, what your sentence is, I mean, again, I don't know if he's a repeat violent offender. Like, that should have bearing. Like, if you've repeatedly been violent, if you've thrown chairs at people in other situations, like, sometimes that's going to increase the sentence. So I don't know. I'm agnostic about what he got. I mean, if it was a complete, if he had no priors, I think it's a crazy amount of time for that offense. I think the priors may have a bearing. I don't know. But to me, the biggest injustice is that these two guys were not even charged and they started the fight. Like, that's crazy.
I see what you're saying about the violent offending when it comes to sentencing, but I mean, that has no bearing on what happened in that restaurant. Like, he, these Snipes, you know what? And I'm just going to go on a rant. I totally understand what happened here, and it's completely, it's just so wrong. As large as El Amin is, Snipes, who I think is like, what, he's like 5'8", 140 pounds, like soaking wet or something. He just didn't even think for a second that there'd be any consequences for him screaming, cursing at this hulking black man, and then hitting him. So comfortable in his privilege that he just didn't even consider for a second that he might be putting himself in harm's way, you know, because he was attacking a very large person. But there was something about the situation that Snipes thought that he would have the right of way here. And then he was told, you know, by the floor that he doesn't, which I have to say, I don't condone violence, but I do like retribution. I don't think anyone should.
But he wasn't, but Chris, unfortunately, he wasn't told that. He was told by the court that it was perfectly,
that it was perfectly okay. And I think that's what really upsets me about this.
It's awful. It's
sort of like, here's this black man sitting in a restaurant trying to enjoy himself with his friends. These two guys are being loud. Eyewitnesses said that the couple had spilled a drink on him earlier or spilled a drink on their table because they were just running around being messy. And so
messy and owning the place.
Exactly. Right. They're just expanding to take the place over. So here's this black man enjoying himself with his friends. He doesn't like the way they're acting. He says something to his friends, maybe loud enough for them to overhear, and they feel completely entitled to challenge him physically. And then when they're punished for that ridiculousness, they get away scot-free. It's just frustrating to me. And the thing I really enjoyed about this story, it's a weird adjective, it's a weird verb. The thing I really enjoyed about this story is that it's the perfect intersection of like race and LGBT issues and how it comes into it. Because I think a lot of gay people are not aware, a lot of white gay men are not aware of how much privilege they have with men of color in the space. As we said before, race is the dominant narrative. And sorry, LGBTQ people, we're not all in this together. Anyway, that was just my rant on this. I thought this was particularly annoying.
Well, I agree. Looking at that video, like, why isn't someone right now going to arrest them? Like, it's crazy. It's total and
yeah.
It's race.
How did it all get decided? That's the most telling part of it. But yeah, then again, isn't this just like our conversation about the cops? I mean, it's like in an engagement, why is one party deemed completely appropriate in their actions? Like, yep. Why aren't both people being punished?
Right.
But you know what? I think it must have been tried in the court of public opinion, because when everybody took this up as some sort of cause, I think it clearly colored what people thought. Because, I mean, I don't understand how, if you're both engaging in a fight, don't you both get to go to jail? I don't really understand why.
Especially when you started it. Of course,
I don't get that. To jail.
No, it's ridiculous.
But
let me ask you guys a question.
What?
What if there were two girls out on the town, Dallas BBQ, they're drinking those Texas-sized margaritas, whatever. They're a little tipsy and they get a little messy and they spill a drink on a guy and the guy calls them some fucking bitches. And one of the girls steps up to him and pokes him in the chest and says, "You can't call us bitches." And then he grabs her by the face and drags her to the floor. Do both of them get arrested?
Well, see, that's the thing, right? Because it's about the physical altercation, right? That's what it is. I mean, she just poked him and he punched her. Like, he has to respond in kind.
But that's exactly what happened here. Snipes hit him with his purse or whatever.
But crushed him
onto the floor.
But see, I think what you're also, but see what happens there though, is you're messing with the issue because you're messing with gender there. You know, I think there are, it was all three guys fighting. That's really at the end of the day, the way I see it. Three guys fighting.
But I'm
when
sussing
you throw
out
the gender thing in there, it really messes it up.
But I'm sussing out what you two just affirmed, which is that everyone attacked everybody, so everyone should get arrested. But there are some situations where that is not true.
Well,
yeah, with gender, it generally isn't, though. With gender, the onus is on the man not to react, even if the woman hits him first.
I mean, even if it was a man who poked another man in the chest, I think it matters how severe the response is. That's different from hitting someone with an object.
I don't really care about the severity of the response, which is what the judge decided. I care about what, I mean, like, really, right? Like, that's what the judge is like, you went too far. Like, it's, yeah. it went beyond, like, a little fight that I can dismiss, which he clearly did for the other. But, I mean, it's a fight. I mean, the severity of it, it doesn't really matter. It's a public fight. So I think
poking someone in the chest is not fighting them.
I mean, well, the reason why I bring this up is because I've worked in high schools before, and because we tell young men all the time they're not supposed to hit women, the teenage girls do this thing where they will get up in boys' faces, real up close, spitting in their face, poking them in the chest, or poking their nail like right by their eyeball, like provoking them, because they know they won't. Nothing will happen, and if anything happens, they're not to blame. And I wonder about those messages, because like the thing is, like, you know, when I work with children, I don't tell the boys like don't hit girls, it's wrong. I tell them not to hit anybody.
Yeah,
because that's really the message: don't hit anybody, it's wrong. But this is what I'm trying to suss out. I'm trying to suss out, like, these white boys were enjoying their privilege, and they had such a knowledge of their privilege that they were able to exercise it in the moment in their rage, right? Sure. And so I'm just trying to suss out where in society we place that. So now I'm going to be honest, I don't like that whole thing that, like, you can't hit women, and if a man hits a woman, that's a crime. But if a woman should assault a man in some way, there are extenuating circumstances that we must consider. And I'm not always certain that that's fair. Yes, men are generally bigger than women. And of course, men should not be beating women or anyone else. But I do rail against the idea that there are some people in society who have more leave than others to be physical.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what happened here.
That's obviously what happened here.
Well, I mean, there's a part of me that thinks that if all three men were of the same stature, I think everyone would have interpreted this very differently.
If they were all white, do you think this would have played out the same way?
Oh, for God's sakes. No, it's just three guys getting into it, because they'd be three guys. But the reality is...
And they'd all be arrested, actually. Actually, probably. Would have been arrested.
Yeah,
but let's be honest. The honest truth is they're two guys and one animal. That's what that is. I mean, subtext be damned. That's what that is.
One super predator.
One super predator. He's big. He's
according
tall.
To Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God. That didn't play well at all.
Yeah, save that till after the election. We need her.
I just want to say that.
So you're talking about power difference. I'm talking about power difference. This resonates for you?
This resonates for me because I enjoy consequences. I really enjoy consequences. I like to know where I stand. I like to know exactly why I shouldn't take such actions, so I can measure them against the consequences to see if I'm willing to risk it. And I don't like people being handed sort of passes. Oh, you're a woman. You're handed a pass. So if you're really pissed at a guy, you can throw a drink at him. You can key his car. You can burn his clothes. When he slaps you across the face, he's going to jail for 25 years. What? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me, and I think it empowers people to be violent. I think Snipes in this situation just knew he could hit this black guy, and he could, quote-unquote, get away with it. And he did. I don't think that's the right message to deliver to anyone, whether it be a woman or some squirrely little white guy on 23rd and 8th.
Or maybe, I mean, is it also the context of the interaction? I mean, I do see a lot of guys hitting each other. Maybe he didn't really see that there were any consequences.
Out? What?
I mean, obviously he didn't. I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of presumptions going on in your presentation of it. Like, I mean, you know, obviously when you look at the video, everyone's really amped up. They're very angry. Everybody's got a lot of high. Emotions are running very high.
Well, those drinks are Texas size. You've seen them. $9.99, and you get. Let me tell you something. Remember when you were young and cheap, Trisha? You go to before you go out, right? You spend, like, back then it was $8.99 for Texas size, right? They bring you a drink with a test tube and a shot. It's like $15 of liquor for $9. You drink that fast, you are fucked up and ready for the night. So everyone probably had like two or three of those.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I feel like either everyone was should get a slap on the wrist or everyone should go equally to jail for 2 to 3 years. That's my say on that.
I am going to admit something here.
What's your admission?
I am extremely sensitive to white people putting their hands on me.
Well, sure.
Extremely sensitive to it. I really don't like it, and I have really bad associations with it. So I guess in this situation with El Amin, all I could picture was like, that could have been me in that situation. It could have been two squirrely white guys coming up thinking they were completely empowered to treat me any which way. Like, that could have been me. I could be going away for 9 years. Because I can't say that I wouldn't have crashed that fucker's face into the floor. Because it's just always like, who do you think you are? You can't touch me like that.
Yeah, you can't touch certain people like that. That's the way it works.
And so, I mean, I guess that's why this story, I've been following it. Because I'm like, that could be me. That could be a lot of black guys that I know, honestly, in that situation. I feel like I've been close to that situation in more than a couple of bars in my lifetime. I've been very close to that situation with white people who just think that they can touch and poke and grope anything that they want. And it's fun for them because they don't believe that there will be consequences for it. El Amin delivered consequences to this guy. And I'm just sorry.
He's paying the price. For it.
I'm really
He's
sorry.
Paying the price.
Snipe should pay the price. You don't get to treat people that way.
Yeah, I agree.
So my rant's done. Let's see. So far, my rants have included rants against the Pope, Lena Dunham, and now these random white privileged assholes. Are you guys listening? I hate you both. You disgust me.
Only privileged ones, though.
Oh, only privileged ones. Absolutely. And only this week, just these two guys. Everyone else is great. Mm-hmm. But those two guys are assholes. All right.
Russia, if you're listening, hack the email addresses.
I know.
These two guys.
Russia, yes, hack into them. I invite you. Let's take away the Second Amendment and see what happens to them.
No. Oh my God.
I'm kidding about that. I'm kidding about that.
You're right.